Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Refraining from gluttony is one of the features of healthy living, which has been emphasized in different religions, including Islam. Our heavenly leaders say that excessive eating and drinking will both harm the body and the spirit. One whose ultimate goal is to eat the best and the most will surely fail to fulfill his or her religious duties and will not reach God's proximity. A hadith from the Prophet of Islam reads, "Do not cause to die your hearts by excessive eating and drinking. The heart is like a farm which will decay and die if it is given too much water." The Prophet's 16th infallible successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, also says, "There is nothing more harmful to the heart of the faithful than gluttony." According to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace upon them, gluttony will make the individual stone-hearted and lecherous. Hunger is the food of the spirit and heart of the faithful. Excessive eating of various kinds of foods is reprimanded even if these foods are halal or religiously permitted. Islam does not approve of going to extremes in anything. Gluttony will cause our hearts to die on one hand, and on the other hand, eating too little will make the body too weak to worship God. As a matter of fact, everything in the life of a faithful should be in compliance with the goal that God has determined. This goal is to worship God, to get close to Him. God says in Ayah 56 of Surah Zariyat, "And I have not created the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me." So the ultimate goal of creation is worship, and the blessed month of Ramadan is the month of worship. Islam recommends us not to eat as long as we are not hungry and give up eating before becoming full. Muslims in Ramadan practice patience and steadfastness. This way they can resist against the hardships of life. God says in Ayah 45 of Surah Baqarah, "And take recourse in patience and prayer, and it is indeed hard except for the humble." According to the words of the Ahlul Bayt, progeny of the Prophet, patience here means fasting. The commander of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "There are three kinds of patience, steadfastness and resistance, patience in calamity, resistance against sin, and steadfastness on obedience of God." The Imam emphasizes that if one wants to be stable in the way of God during hardships and disasters, he should be steadfast and persistent. Resistance against sin means self-containment at the moment that one can commit sin. Steadfastness on obedience of God means to fulfill the divine commands without being tired or bored. Basically, patience is very effective in the human worldly success and his salvation in the hereafter. That's why Ayah 155 of Surah Baqarah reads, "And we will surely test you with a measure of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth, lives, and fruits, and give good news to the patient." Fasting is a very good practice for strengthening patience and perseverance. This worship helps us struggle against mean and carnal desires. The blessed month of Ramadan takes us to the workshop to practice self-control and self-restraint. Ayah 23 of Surah Zumar reads, Allah has sent down the best of discourses, a book of similar motifs, whereat quiver the skins of those who fear their Lord, then their skins and hearts soften to Allah's remembrance. You have heard several times that the blessed month of Ramadan is the best opportunity for reading the Quran and getting close to it. It is a matter of surprise that each time that you open the Quran and read a few ayahs of it, it is novel for you and makes your heart luminous. The faithful have been recommended to read as many ayahs of the Quran as they can. Therefore, it has been a custom among the faithful to read the whole Quran during Ramadan. Some of the faithful even read it several times. The climax of the blessed month of Ramadan is the night of Qadr in which the noble Quran has been sent down. It is said in Surah Qadr that this night is better than 1,000 nights. It has also been said in Surah Dukhan that this night is a blessed night. In this night, the Quran was revealed entirely to the heart of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In view of this, the Prophet had a full awareness and knowledge of the Quran. Yet, the ayahs were revealed gradually during his 23 years of prophethood according to the features of time and place. God says in Ayah 185 of Surah Baqarah that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down as a means of guidance and proofs of guidance and the criterion for people to distinguish between right and wrong. We hope that God will help us get closer to the Quran and perceive its instructions so that we put its instructions into practice for a prosperous and successful life both in this world and hereafter.